Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. She responds to Lurinish Masayim Yakushom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Momitzia Daf from Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis comes to teach us, how do we know that there's no Tashlumei Kefilos, no double payment by the cases of the Mishnah, which is the cases of Karka, of Shtar, of Eved, and by Hekdesh. And the Gemara learns from the Pasuk that says regarding someone who gives his something to his friend to deposit. And it says in the Pasuk, a kol dvar pesha, al shor al chamor al se, asalmo, al kol avedo. So we have over here klal uprat uklal. From here we learn that karka, shtar, and eved are not included in the concept of shvuah and paying double. And how do we know that there's no hegdish? Because it says the word re'eyu, when a person gives his friend re'eyu, re'eyu v'loy hegdish. So two short ha'oras that we have over here on this limut. Number one, the malbim and the chidushim here that appear in this daf comes to tell us what is the idea of klal uprat uklal. And it's very interesting because we always scratch our on klal uprat uklal. And the malbim gives a little bit of a key to understand what it is. He says like this. In general, when a person speaks, the normal way of speech is to say a rule and then a detail. For example, a person is going to say, I am going. He doesn't say yet where. He can go anywhere. I'm going to where? Any place in the world could be included in I'm going. But then he's going to come and specify, I'm going to this place. So now I come and I'm saying, I said going, which is a klal, which is a rule. No specific details. And now I'm going to come and be more specific. I'm going to this and this place. So the normal way of language is klal uprat. And that's why throughout Shas we say klal uprat, ein lecher l'mashar uprat. Why? Because if the Torah tells you a rule and then a detail, this is the normal way of speech, saying I have a rule, meaning I have a general thing, and I'm going to come and be more specific, telling you exactly what do I mean. When you have a klal uprat to klal, so now I have a drasha, because now I said a rule, I spoke about something klali, and then I went and said a detail. So now I want to come, why are you coming saying a rule again? Oh, it's coming to add more. And now we get into the details of klal uprat uklal. But the logic behind klal uprat uklal is the klal uprat is the normal way of speech. Klal is adding on the normal way of speech. That's what the Malbim says, printed here on this daf. Regarding the second point of the Gemara says the re'eyu v'loy hegdesh, says the re'chaim in chumish on the spot, on this pasuk. It says why? Because we know that when you have a shoyel, when someone is borrowing, someone has something that belongs to his friend, so he's patur when ba'ilov imoy. When the owner is with him, he's patur. Hegdesh belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hegdesh belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. So it's always considered to be ba'ilov imoy. So therefore, there's no chiyuv shomrim by the case of Hegdesh. Because then you have a din of Baal Avimoy. The Baal Avimoy is a potter by a shoyel. Someone's borrowing an item. If Baal Avimoy, if the owner is with him, he's potter. So therefore, you're potter in the case of Hegdish. That's how Rechaim comes to explain the idea of Re'eyu that we have in our Sogyo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.